What this individual had discovered was something that we today take for granted. Art as personal adornment enhances your status. It lifts you above your peers. And our king was the first leader in Britain to exploit what would become a universal human trait.
And it's something that leaders from the time of Stonehenge to the present day have exploited. The adornments of office enhance your power. This power of art may now finally explain how such a colossal monument came to be built. It must have taken a leader of great power to organise the hundreds of people needed for such an undertaking. Our foreigner arrived with his gold around the time that Stonehenge was built. And it's likely that it was he who organised its construction. What's more, he may well have intended Stonehenge as the ultimate symbol of his power.
If our king did indeed build this, the most impressive prehistoric temple in Europe, then adornment had played a crucial role in his achievement. Art had become a political tool. It was the dawn of a new era.
And it wasn't just in ancient Britain. In other parts of the world, from Egypt to Mesopotamia, leaders were also discovering the power of art. Kings competed to wear ever more dazzling adornments and to build ever more fabulous structures. The images had a magical effect on those who saw them. But there was a catch. Kingdoms were growing in size, but the bigger they became, the harder it was for leaders to communicate their power. Their new subjects simply couldn't see them.